חברים אהובים.
Good friends.
אנחנו עכשיו רוצים לעבור למצב מאוד מיוחד.
We would like to now
מצב טיש.
Shift to a different state, state that's called a tish. Tish is a, an event of internal gathering, internal attack, that we're all concentrate together with our teacher.
We're
trying to discern the desire, try to connect to it, try to connect to the Creator. Rav is not with us physically, but he is with us, present with us. He's giving us the option to organize this tish ourselves. So we now come into this special action. It's silent action that is built from excerpts, melodies, nigunim, prayers and silences. Through days we will discern internally how we are going to more and more connect between us and bring contentment to the Creator. We want to take all the joy and all the gratitude, truly everything, and there are no words to say, that we have experienced in this period, and to raise it to the Creator, that will have a common prayer that will bring him contentment.
And
he will read us Rav's words about the tish, and we'll just flow together. Petach Tikva here in the hall will drive the tish with the songs and melodies and the acapellas, but we will be together, we'll feel it together, how we're all together, singing together, bringing contentment together.
Moment before I'll read here, I feel I have to share something, otherwise I feel like I've stolen some inspiration from the world kli. I remember many years ago, I don't really remember exactly how many, we had the first meetings in this building. Before it was actually entirely ours, there was a part, I think it was over there. So we assembled, and Rav told us then about this action called the Tish by Rabash. And he said, let's try. And I remember that up till then, I thought that there couldn't be something more internal, more concentrated, more in effort and directed, sharp than the morning lesson. And then I reached this tish, to really my first one, you could say. A friend read a passage. Rav said a few words. Surely, just a few. And he directed us to think. Let's think about this. And the concentration of the desire that was there in this space is just carved in me. And another passage. And again, Rav says a few more words. And a long silence. Lots of effort. And it inverted me. The sensation of this lengthy prayer. And I'd like that now, with this huge intensity of the entire world kli in this Congress, that we should form such an appeal to the Creator to make space for him, and he'll be happy with us.
Tish,
Rav says.
Tish
is a table in Yiddish, in German. The intention is for the table of blessing, and not that we sit around the table. This is the table of blessing, that there a person receives fulfillment from the Creator, that what you gather around him together and unite. And such accordingly, when we connect, we begin to attain the connection, the presence of the general force of bestowal in a mutual vessel. And as much as this vessel is connected, meaning incorporated of different foreign, distant parts, and as much as these parts are more egoistic, each one in itself, and nonetheless, when they connect, as much as in this they form this greater suspense of connection, according to the disparity, the contradiction between them, and accordingly the force of connection between them. So according to this intensity, they reveal the light that is in absolute rest. This connection is called the Tish. And we build it. Because actually, it does not exist. It is the common vessel in which we believe that the host presents us his portions, five portions, and we need to reveal them in the connection between us, to build for them a table, a vessel. That's called the Shulchan Aruch, the set table. It has all sorts of expressions. In order to build this table, we will reveal the five portions that the host serves us. And accordingly, we feel the connection between us and with the Creator.
Bar Sulam writes, we should know that of those who wants to come into the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to Him and enter the King's palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, he is tested if he has no other desires but only a desire for dvekut, adhesion. He is admitted. Again, we should know that of those who want to come into the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to Him and enter the King's palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, he is tested if he has no other desires but only desire for dvekut, adhesion. He is admitted. Now, together, in silence, each one discerning his own desire, whether he has no other desire besides desire to be adhered. Again, now, together in silence, each one discerns his desire, whether he has no other desires besides the desire for Dvekut adhesion.
בעל הסולם כותב באיגרת כ"ו במקום
בעל הסולם writes in letter 26 the delet, the door is in the place of the opening when it is closed. In corporeality you can see the door just as you can see the opening, but in spirituality you only see the opening. But you cannot see the opening unless with complete and pure faith. Then you see the door. And at that moment it turns into an opening because he is one and his name is one. Again, the delet, door, is in the place of the opening when it is closed. In corporeality, you can see the door just as you can see the opening. But in spirituality, you see only the opening. But you cannot see the opening unless with complete and pure faith. Then you see the door, and at that moment it turns into an opening because he is one and his name is one.
דברי רב. פתיחת הלב.
Rav's words, opening of the heart depends to what extent I'm bringing myself closer to the friends. I want that they would run my heart, they will influence my heart. Truly, obligated to open up to everyone. What do I do? I serve them my heart like on a plate. And I want us all to connect like this in our hearts. That's all. Then we will immediately feel ourselves in great correction on the spiritual height. Again, the opening of the heart depends on how much I bring myself closer to the friends. I want them to manage my heart, to influence my heart, to open it up, to really force it to be open to everyone. There aren't so many words here. What do I do? I serve them my heart, like on a plate. And I want us all to connect like this in our hearts. That's all. Then we will immediately feel ourselves in great correction on the spiritual height. Question for thought. Am I ready for the friends to manage my heart, that they would open it, force it to be open to everyone? Am I ready for the friends to manage my heart, that they will open it, force it to be open to everyone?
From the Zohar, open for me the gates of righteousness. These are the gates that the Creator has made, and made it possible for the righteous to approach Him through those gates. At the end of all the gates, He made a gate with several locks. That gate is called Malchut de Malchut, the final point of all the upper gates. This last gate is the first gate for the upper Chochmah, wisdom. That is, it is possible to be rewarded with the upper Chochmah only after the attainment of this last gate specifically. As for the attainment of the upper Chochmah, it is the first gate. This is why it is written, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, since fear of the Lord is called the last gate, which is the first for the wisdom of the Lord.
Rav Omer.
Rav says,
צריכים לתאר לעצמנו
שנמצאים
כבר בהשפעה.
We have to imagine that the friends are already in bestowal, and that I want to adhere to them and be in the same state. That's all. You don't need anything more. Just these two conditions. The friends are in complete bestowal, and I want to adhere and be in the same state. We have to imagine that the friends are already in bestowal, and that I want to adhere to them and be in the same state. That's all. You don't need anything more. Just these two conditions. The friends are in complete bestowal, and I want to adhere to them and be in the same state. Question four. A thought. What do I want now? What do I want now?
We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us to be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. This is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, meaning if not, we are doomed. Meaning we will remain in the will to receive for our own sake. We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us to be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. This is called do for your sake. Meaning, do this. Give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, meaning if not, we are doomed. Meaning, we will remain in the will to receive for our own sake.
From a prayer before prayer, Noam Elimelech. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults. And let us speak to each other in a way that is seemingly and worthy before you.
מאחד על חברו,
and let no hatred rise in one towards another, God forbid. Brace our ties of love to you, as it is known to you, that all will be for bringing contentment unto you. This is our foremost aim. And should we not have the wit to aim our hearts to you, you will teach us, so we may truly know the aim of your goodwill. And for all that, merciful and gracious God, we pray before you to accept our prayers with mercy and goodwill. Amen. Would that be so?
Ismach lev mevat she'ashem. Ismach lev mevat she'ashem.
ואחר שכבר השגתי את הלבוש של אהבה,
once I have acquired the clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends. And it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace, and the feet dance in a circle, in love, in joy, together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries, and I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart
and
see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels. And it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I.
ואחר כך,
after that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends,
עד שאני עומד ומכריז,
until I stand and declare
שאין שום מציאות בעולם,
that there is no reality in the world,
רק החברים,
only the friends.
למען החי והי Yeah.
חג לברוך.